Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Yes, then I received an offer of a loan, and I have the reserved code on.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, could you just give that to me? I can look you up in our system here.
Yeah, 2311-0801-0005-3395.
Excellent. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Good to hear it. And I have this for Valente Flooring, Interior yes. and Service Incorporated. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And just to verify a little bit of information here, it looks like we have the address down at 9273 Southwest 8th Street. That's unit 201, Boca Raton, Florida.
Yes.
Alrighty. And what was your name, sir?
Alexander Valente.
Alexander. Okay. I take it you're the owner then, right?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And Alex, in case we get disconnected, is there another number I could reach you at?
954-297-9141.
So 954-917, you said?
297-9141.
9141. Excellent. That's all right. Excellent. Yeah, it looks like we're able to get a good reference on your company from some previous loans you've done in the past. So congratulations on that. It looks like we've got you pre-qualified here for either working capital or equipment financing. Tell me a little bit about your business. What's going on there? Were you guys looking to take on some more equipment or expanding in any
No, it's
nature?
Cash flow. Just
looking in for cash flow. Okay.
Yeah.
And how much would you be looking at as an actual funding amount, would you say?
Well, it all depends on how much it costs, you know. So, hypothetically, $60,000.
60, okay. Well, typically with our working...
60, uh-huh.
Yeah. 50 or 60?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, in that ballpark. All right, well, with our working capital programs, typically the way that works is we'll be able to lend a percentage of your annual sales. Do you happen to know what your gross annual sales were last year, by any chance?
I would say... I'm just printing out right now, but I would say it's around 370.
Well, 370, okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With our working capital programs, we, like I said, we mentioned, we do lend a percentage of your annual sales in that ballpark. We probably lend around 10%, so it would be around, I'd say anywhere from 35 to 40, you know, maybe even 45. Sometimes I'll lend more than 10%. It just depends on what they really see as far as cash flow and if there's been growth for this year, for example. And things of that nature. But the good thing about the loan is it's renewable. So it's a renewable source of funds. Once you're halfway paid into it, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term as well. So I definitely can get to that, you know, that ballpark of what you're looking for. Now, as far as the cash flow, was the cash going to be used for any equipment or anything like that? Or was it just for marketing or inventory or something of that nature?
Marketing supplies, yes.
Marketing and supplies, okay. Have you already partnered up with a company that you plan to use for the marketing?
No.
You just assume it's probably going to cost about that much then, around 40 to, or, you know,
no,
50 to 60,000.
It's more supplies, basically.
Inventory and supplies. Okay. Well, the use of funds is not monitored. We don't monitor how you use the funds. You can use it for that purpose or marketing or however you need to grow your business. It's not something that we have to have invoices for or anything like that. It's completely unsecured, that aspect. But for me to give you some actual numbers, you know, unfortunately, I wouldn't know until we get an approval. But there's no obligation to go forward. If you do get the approval, it just gives me the actual numbers, and I can, you know, hopefully get more towards the amount you're looking for as it is. I have seen it happen quite a bit. You know, it's we say 10%, but I've seen approvals for up to 15% of your annual sales before too. So.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. What is the procedure then? Do I need to send my bank statement for you guys?
Absolutely. It's very seamless. So what we look at, being that it's a cash flow driven loan for the most part, we'll look at 6 months of your business bank statements. Your most recent business tax return, and I can email or fax an application out to you as well. Alexander, do you have an email that you prefer to use by any chance?
Alex, A-L-E-X, C-A-S-C-A-O.
Hey Alex, sorry about that. My phone cut out just a little bit. I have A-L-E-X.
C-A-S-C-A-O at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Right. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. CASCASO at hotmail.com.
ALEXCASCAO at hotmail.com.
CAO. Okay. There's no S at the very end. Okay.
No.
CASCAO. All right. Alex, let me give you my direct number also. So my name is Dennis, and my direct number is area code 858.
Okay.
519.
Hold on one second. It doesn't work. Can you repeat again?
Absolutely. So it's area code 858.
Okay.
519.
Okay.
5315.
Okay.
And my name is Dennis as well.
Okay.
And Alex, so the best number to reach you at is the 954-297-9141?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And what was the name, or I'm sorry, what was the company's telephone number? Is that the company's telephone number also?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a mobile number I can reach out in case you're not in the office?
561-584-2219.
2219, so 561-584-2219.
That's a secondary number, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, Alex, appreciate your time. I'll go and get this information out to you. It'll have all my contact info on the email as well. And we can usually get your approval within about 24 hours. It's pretty quick once we get everything back from you.
All right, man, thank you.
You too. Appreciate it, bud. Thank you.
Thank you.